This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Yomantho.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, yo, man, though.
What's up? It's your birthday.
Yeah. there's a G in there, but I deferred to, there's a pronunciation guide in the back of this. I've got like a little screenshot, but a shot of it, which is basically my background right now. And it assures me that the G is not voiced. So this is yo, man, though.
Yeah. Yo, man, though. do we need another big fiery orb?
No, man. No. You know?
Who would have thought that fiery orbs would be one of the orcs of this season?
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fire is scary.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, I would rather there be, like, you know, less fire around me, and any fire around me, I would prefer it to be under control.
Tight control.
Yes. The thing that bugs me most about this is that this is an outer god that specifically cares about man, which seems like it breaks the concept of what an outer god ought to be.
Yeah, it doesn't seem quite right.
Right.
You know? Also, if you want to sacrifice things to him, one of the ways you can do it is feed people to crocodiles.
That's a pretty sweet deal, actually.
Yeah, he has the crocodiles.
Yeah.
Like, what a dream.
Yeah, and I love this. Its connection to crocodiles is unknown. Like, how is this determined?
Yeah, what would be the satisfying answer for that?
Well, if he was like some kind of crocodile god.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, but just like the him being so remote and he has a connection to crocodiles.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if hard pressed, I have a connection to crocodiles and that, like, I think they're kind of scary and I don't hang out with them very often.
I mean, if you can help it. Yeah.
Yeah. If I can help it, I avoid the crocodiles.
Yeah.
That is my connection. So if you wanted to sacrifice somebody to me, you could also feed them to a crocodile and say it's a sacrifice to me and I'd be all right.
I think it's possible that Yomantho was really just kind of like they got to the job fair early and it'd be the sacrifice fair, right? And they think, okay, crocodiles are out there eating people left and right all day.
How do I get in on this?
Right. Like, this is the easiest way for me to get, like, inadvertent sacrifices. Every time a crocodile eats something, Yomantho gets more powerful.
Yeah, bonus sacrifices.
Yes.
That's why the crocodiles must be stopped.
Right.
You know, these murder logs have to go away. Like, it is not acceptable to have, you know, woke crocodiles going through and giving, white male victims to Yomantho, you know, because their parents deserved it because that I can never forget.
Yeah.
The other thing is he mind blast people, which, like, that is not that. That's like Hawkman in the Justice League who can fly.
Right.
You know, it's like, or Angel in the X-Men. You know, it's like, man, this is just not that impressive giving the company you keep.
I mean, it's kind of, yeah. It just seems like a baseline thing that an outer god would have is the ability to do psychic attacks. It'd be kind of like, I mean, like, we've run into a few of these where one of its special abilities is when somebody looks at you, when you look at this monster, you suffer a sanity loss, which is just kind of de rigueur, I think.
Very common.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, kind of a disappointing god.
Little bit, yeah. I don't care that it just seems to, like, have it out for humanity. Like, that just fundamentally, like, I kind of don't want to know what they want, but also I don't want what they want to be anything related to, like, ooh, you know, basically this is like Wilson in Dennis the Menace. Like, he just hates that kid.
Yeah, but that kid is all of our kids.
Yes.
It's all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you. Or like the first time a friend of mine convinced me to watch the first season of Dexter. Mm. And there's a chief who constantly walks around going, there's just something about you, Dexter, that gives me the heebie-jeebies. and I'm not kidding. Like, that's literally what happens. And that's basically Yomantho.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.